When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 28th edition. We got a 14-game banger on tap for today. Hope you guys had a great Thursday. Took the day off, hopefully, on a small slate. Shohei Ohtani is a monster. Shutout, complete game shutout in the first game. Two home runs in the second game. Dude's just, we don't deserve the talent of Shohei Ohtani. That's another story for another day. 14 games for you on Friday. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Get all the written content, all the podcasts. Just finished a new Bubba in the Bloom with Ryan Bloomfield dropping for you Friday morning, getting ready for the trade deadline coming up here. But you're here for the DFS action. Let's get into the totals on this 14-game slate. We have Yankees-Orioles, 8.5. Phillies-Pirates, 8.5. Angels-Blue Jays, 8.5. Nats-Mets, 8.5. Brewers-Braves, 10. Twins-Royals, 9.5. Rays-Astros, 8.5. Rangers-Padres, 8. Mariners, D-backs, 9. Reds, Dodgers, 9.5. Red Sox, Giants, 8. We actually have some good pitching. One thing I'll say for Friday and the whole weekend, watch the trades. It could affect pitching and a lot of other scenarios. So keep an eye on all that. But we'll go with what we have as we enter now Friday. Pitching. Gerrit Cole is your top price guy at 11K. I'll pass. Kevin Gausman at 10-8, on the other hand, I'm very intrigued facing the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Angels coming off that double dip in Detroit. Gausman gave it 4 runs in his last outing at Seattle. That is obviously not ideal, but he did strike out 9. He has 7 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. That was his first start in over 2 weeks as he was battling the ankle injury he suffered right before the All-Star break. So I'll notch that up to a little bit of the situation. He's going to take on an Angels team over the last month, 27% K rate versus righties, hitting .238. They do have a .222 ISO, though. That is very, very impressive. Low average, tons of strikeouts. When they put it in play, though, they hit it a long, long way. But if you're paying up at pitching, Kevin Gausman at 10-8 is the dude I'm looking for on this slate. My top-priced pitcher, though, outside of paying all the way to Gausman, if you want to save $1,000, give me Zach Wheeler, $9,800 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Wheeler has been outstanding of late. Back-to-back 7-inning starts, 4 in runs total, 15 Ks. He has 6 or more strikeouts in 5 straight starts. He has given 3 in runs less in 3 straight starts. Dude has been outstanding of late. If you dig in even deeper, his underlying stats, talked about him 2 weeks ago on Bubba in the Bloom, his expected ERA so much better than what he has now, especially in the second half of the season. I expect big things from Wheeler. $9,800 against the Pittsburgh Pirates is outstanding. A Pirates team came 25% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting .228 with a .175 ISO. Love me some Zach Wheeler on the slate at $9,800. After Wheeler, Max Scherzer at 94 at home against the Nats is very interesting for tournaments. Don't trust him in cash because it's 5 runs, 0 runs, 5 runs, 4 runs. That's his last 4 starts. He does have 6 or more Ks, though, in 8 straight starts. So the strikeouts have been there. He's going usually 6-plus innings. It's just a matter, like, he gave up 4 homers in his last start, no homers, 2 homers, 3 homers. Can Max Scherzer keep the ball in the ballpark? We've talked about that about Max Scherzer forever, and he's doing it again. He gets the Washington Nationals, a team that might trade Hanmer Candelario before the game. They're only striking out 18.4% of the time versus righties, .255 average, .148 ISO. I still like Scherzer in this matchup at 94, but tournaments only. I don't trust him for cash, not at all, but I do like Scherzer in tournaments just because if he's on and he dominates, Scherzer's got a 30-plus point ceiling. Not every pitcher has that nowadays. So we get that with Scherzer. It's just which guy's showing up. Does he keep the ball in the ballpark? Lots of questions with Max Scherzer, which makes it difficult, but he's in play at $9,400. Going down cheaper now. Logan Gilbert's interesting. I'll pass, though. I like the Arizona bats enough to avoid that situation. We have good pitching, but they're in respectable enough matchups. I like Jordan Montgomery at $8,100 at home against Chicago Cubs. Montgomery got beat up 6 innings, 5 earned, 4 Ks in Chicago his last time out. was pretty darn solid. His previous four starts, one and run less than four straight, six or more innings in three or four, five Ks or more. If we can get back to that, Jordan Montgomery, I'm all aboard the train. And again, he's facing a Cubs team that beat him up his last time out. And a Cubs team over the last month, 24% carry versus lefties, 251 average and a 142 ISO. I'll go back to Montgomery. He's a rumor to be potentially traded by the Cardinals. So keep an eye on that scenario. But Jomo at $8,100 is 100% a dude I look at on this slate. After Montgomery at 81, it's murky. Like Cutter Crawford against the Giants at 65, that is very puntable. He got hit around by the Mets his last time out, but was great against the Cubs. So you could look there. Brady Singer has been very effective of late. He's put up 16 or more points in four of his last five starts. He's gone at least six innings in four of those five. Two earned runs less than three of those five. And he struck out nine in his last time out against the New York Yankees. So that's very big. And I bring that up because if you remember from earlier in this week when the Twins faced the Mariners, we talked about this a lot. The Twins are K'd nearly 29% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 265 with a 230 ISO. So they could take Singer deep a ton, but if he can find the strikeout ways at 64, he can definitely pay off that price tag. So Singer is a very intriguing punt. You got Grayson Rodriguez at $6,300, 5 2/3, 2 earned 6 Ks in his last start. He's made two starts since getting called up, five innings in both starts. He's given up six runs, struck out 10, looked much better at Tampa in his last start. Aaron Judge is supposed to return on Friday. Keep an eye on that. But it's still a Yankees team, 22% K rate, 227 average, 137 ISO. I think Grayson will be very popular. Another reason why Singer is interesting, but Grayson is just fine at that price range. The other guy I will mention, because DK does not have him loaded yet, Lucas Giolito is $9,600 against Cleveland. It's a little steeper than I was hoping for on this slate, but he could be another guy for you. Recapping the pitching, what I'm looking at, Gossman 10-8, Wheeler is my favorite arm at 98. Then you got Scherzer at 94. Montgomery at 81, and then it's Punt City with Singer and Grayson Rodriguez at 64 and 63. So a fun slate of pitching. Again, some really good pitchers, but some of the ones we'd like to usually target are either priced too high or just in pretty good matchups.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, let's talk about the bats on this 14-game slate. There'll be tons of bats. You know I'm going to miss them. Not all of them, so we'll see how this goes here. Sean Murphy, $5,700 versus Adrian Houser, Atlanta, fully in play on this slate against Houser, so we like that a lot. You got Will Smith versus the lefty Brandon Williamson at 54. I prefer Murphy over Smith, but both are in play for you. Yonny Chirinos is going to make his first start for the Atlanta Braves. So I don't mind a little Milwaukee action. William Contreras at 48 is obviously an option. You got Elias Diaz and Coors versus the lefty JP Sears at $4,500. Really good, could play there again with Elias Diaz. Going below 4K now, you got Francisco Alvarez versus Mackenzie Gore at 38. That is very, very intriguing. You got Shailene Galiers and Coors against Freeland at $3,600. Another good price tag for you. If you're not using Jordan Montgomery, Yan Gomes is $3,200. Gomes loves hitting lefties, so I have no problem with that at all. Going below 3K now, you got a few here. If you're not using Giolito, Danny Jansen is $2,800. If you're looking for value, though, Bo Naylor at 28 versus Tuki Toussaint is outstanding value at the catcher's position. If you're not using Brady Singer, Christian Vasquez at 26 is another nice value piece at the catcher's position. Oh, and I will mention, with Wilson Contreras leaving after getting hit in the head with a bat on Thursday, Andrew Kisner hit 2 home runs. He's probably starting on Friday, and he's $2,300 for Drew Smyly. That's a really good value with Kiz. First base for you, Shohei versus Gossman if you want, sure. But Matt Olson at 64 versus Hauser, big fan there. Freeman at 62. Goldie versus Smyly at 58 is also very, very nice. So some really good options there. I like Olson and the Braves, but all are in play for you. Going down cheaper, though, Pete Alonso is only $4,900. He's heating up, folks. So I like Big Meat Pete at 49 versus Mackenzie Gore. Going down mid 4Ks and below now, Josh Naylor at 44 versus Tuki Toussaint. Cleveland 100% in play in that matchup. Cheaper plays than that. Not much going below 4K now. If you're fading Scherzer, if you think he's going to have a home run derby, Joey Meneses is there, but I'll pass on that. Andrew Vaughn versus Curry. Xavier Curry of the Guardians. Vaughn is $3,600. He'd be a guy to take a look at. Elias Montero, if he's starting in Coors, he's only 35 versus JP Sears. I like that from the big, powerful righty. Taylor Soderstrom is $3,400 versus Freeland. Not a fan there, but it's Coors, so I see it, but I'm not loving it. Let's put it that way. Brandon Belt, $3,200 versus Giolito. That's another one to look at for you. Going down below 3K now, Josh Bell is $2,900 versus Tuki Toussaint. That's a really good value. As I keep mentioning it, Bell is hitting very, very well, so don't sleep on Josh Bell. Other than that, though, nothing too crazy down here. Not going to Vogelbach, so yeah, I'm just making sure. But yeah, nothing at first base. Second base, Betts at 63 is always in play, especially against a lefty like Williamson. So that's fine. Ozzie Albies versus Hauser at 56 seems too cheap to me. I like that a lot. Going down cheaper now. Zach Gelof and Coors at 40. The A's are actually priced appropriately. This is hilarious to me. Nico Horner's 48 versus Montgomery. So those guys can be used for you. Nolan Gorman probably gets the day off, but if he's in the Cardinals lineup, he's 43 versus Drew Smyly. So that's another one. But like usual, folks, Andrés Jiménez is too cheap. He's $4,000 versus Tuki Toussaint. That is great. Haesung Kim at 4K versus Dane Dunning. Dunning's been kind of slipping a bit. So that works. Jake Berger double-donged on Thursday. He's second base, third base eligible. He's 39 versus Curry. So you might not need to pay up at second base. I love Albies, don't get me wrong, but you got Jiménez at 4K, Kim at 4K, Berger at 39. Those all are very, very viable plays at the second base. Because you got our buddy Edward Julian's only $3,300 for Singer. That's outstanding if you want a little bit of savings at the position. So you have some definite options to, like, if you have to start looking at certain positions to not pay up on, second base is not a must pay up spot. Let's put it that way. There's some definite options for you there. Third base position for you. Elly De La Cruz, sure. Bobby Miller has not been that great. So De La Cruz at 61. Well, De La Cruz hasn't been that great either, but he's been very, very good. Don't get me wrong, but he's been inconsistent as all get up. Austin Riley at 6K. Love him. Love J-Ram at 58 as well. So both really, really strong plays. Arenado at 55 is fine. He might get traded, so keep an eye on that. But Riley and Ramirez are the two top price guys I'm looking at. You got Machado at 51 versus Dunning. The Padres look good, even though they've been rather disappointing. They do look good on this slate. Cheaper plays, Max Muncy at 48 versus Williamson. Muncy gets lefty just fine, so don't avoid that if you are looking for some Dodgers action. Jake Berger, 39. We mentioned him second base, third base. He's another one for you. Christian Javier has been bad. I didn't mention any Tampa Bay guys yet. They could be a sneaky stack. Tampa Bay's bats just have been ice cold. Javier's been bad. Something's got to give scenario. So in tournaments, especially doing like multi-entering, Tampa Bay could be in play for you. They're pretty affordable outside like your Rosarena's and company. So I could see an angle to want to go with some Tampa Bay guys. Just wanted to throw that out there before I completely avoid them all. So you like Paredes and Rayleigh and company could be slightly intriguing. some other guys would go farther down here at the third base position. Not a ton. Chris Taylor at $3,200 versus Williamson. He could be one. I do like Eugenio Suarez. He loves a lefty. He gets Tommy Henry in Arizona on Thursday. Eugenio's $3,200. So that's a good savings at third base, as we haven't found much yet. It's pretty much top heavy. Patrick Wisdom loves facing lefties. He's $3,000 versus Jomo. He'd be another one to keep an eye on if you're looking for value. Other than that, though, not too much else at third base yet. Shortstop position for you, got Ellie De La Cruz, Matt McClain, both fine at 61 and 59. You got Wander Franco at 57. That's fine as well. But we'll save some money. Bobby Witt Jr. at 51 versus Sonny Gray, who's just not that good. So I don't mind that play. Going below 5K, though, Francisco Lindor at 48. We'll continue to target him. Dansby Swanson, 46 versus Jomo, is very, very nice as well. You got Bogarts at 44, who's just been underwhelming. So I'd rather go Swanson, but if you're stacking San Diego, maybe Bogarts. Cheaper plays, though, below 4K. You got C.J. Abrams at 39, tournament viable against Scherzer, but not cash game at all. Anthony Volpe at $3,100 versus Grayson. I'm okay with that. Paul DeJong versus the lefty Smiley at 29 is a play I'm intrigued by. If Enrique Hernandez is in the Dodgers lineup, he's 28. Versus Williamson, he'd be another one. Marco Luciano is up with the Giants. He's $2,500 versus Cutter Crawford. That's a punt I'm okay with, as Luciano was tearing it up before he got called up and hit some good-looking balls in his first start. Just didn't get the results you'd be hoping for. Outfield position, tons of them. Acuna, awesome. Betts, totally cool. Don't mind Tatis. Like I said, Judge should be back at 6K. Corbin Carroll is always viable, but Lou Bob at 59 versus Curry is very, very nice in the pay-up department here. Excuse me. Randy Rosarena at 55 is in play as well, but Christian Yelich at 54, love targeting him. Mentioned we want to target Chirinos with some Milwaukee action. Yelich would be a major piece of that action if I'm looking to go there. So I'm going down a little farther now. Yeah, Bucks in at 52 versus Singer. J.D. Martinez, we used to autoplay versus lefty. He gets Williamson at $5,200. J-Rod versus Henry at 52. So you don't need to go all the way up here. You got Lou Bob at 59. You got Yelich at 54. You got J.D. at 52. You got J-Rod at 52. All really good plays in this 5K range. Going below 5K now, like Jake Fraley's here. I don't know if I want to pay that much outside of Great American, but it's an option if you're stacking against Bobby Miller for some reason. Same with like Masataka Yoshida, not targeting Brandon Webb. So we'll kind of avoid a lot of this range. Kyle Schwarber versus Mitch Keller at 46 seems like a bit of a discount. Schwarber's been heating up, and Keller has been going the opposite of heating up right now. So that is interesting. Michael Harris II at $4,300 versus Hauser is a good look for you. You got Castellanos of Philadelphia at 43 versus Keller. You got Nate Jones in Coors at 43 versus Sears. Eloy Jimenez is 42. Stephen Kwan at 42 versus Tuki Toussaint. Kwan's a good piece for Cleveland stack and cash game viable for him. Going farther down the 4Ks into the threes, we got Randall Grichuk and Coors versus a lefty and Sears at 41 does come into play for you. Going below 4K now, you got Jerks and Profar leading off in Coors at 39. Jack Sawinski, I will always mention as a tournament play versus righty. It is Zach Wheeler, who's very, very good, but you got Sawinski at $3,800 in tournaments. That's like a one-off. Totally cool with that. Eddie Rosario's $3,700 versus Adrian Hauser. And that's not too shabby. Going down even farther, mid-3Ks now. You got Jose Siri's here at $3,500. Tyler O'Neill, three more hits on Thursday. Playing pretty well since coming off the IL. He's $3,500 for Smiley. That's a nice little value. You got Sal Frelick of the Milwaukee Brewers. He's only 34, probably hitting fourth or fifth for the Brew Crew versus Chirinos. That's a really good value. It's like O'Neill and Frelick are two really good looks here in the mid-3K range. Going down farther, like Will Benson's 33 versus Miller. We obviously like that on this show. Going down even farther into the low threes and into the twos here. Seiya Suzuki's 31 versus Montgomery. It's lefty-lefty, but I'm cool with it. If you're stacking the Cubs, that'd be one. Into the below 3K, 2K range for you now. You got Fry of Cleveland at 28. He's catcher outfield eligible. Marlowe of Seattle's $2,800. It's a lefty-lefty, so not sure he'll play this game, but he'd be one to keep an eye on. Edward Olivares at 26. If you're going to really target Sonny Gray, Olivares is a good value for that matchup. Joey Weimer's down here at $2,500. He's been scuffling of late. Will Brennan is $2,400 versus Tuki Toussaint. That's a really, really good value. We talked about Brennan before. Good matchup versus right-handed pitcher for Brennan, playing seventh for the Guardians. So he'll bring some upside for you in this one. Then other than that, check lineups like Oscar Colas is $2,200. He's not a bad discount. The one I'll mention down here, Dylan Moore, I didn't mention, but he's second base outfield eligible. He's $2,200 versus the lefty Henry. Moore loves him, a lefty. He's put up 35, 2, 12, 21 in his last four games. He has three home runs over his last four games. He's been very, very, very effective right now. He's $2,200 versus the lefty Henry. He'd be one for you. Walner of Minnesota is $2,100 versus Brady Singer. So those are two like super punt plays if you're not using Singer or Henry. Walner and Moore are very good plays. You can play Moore at second base as well. So some really good options for you there. Recapping your pitching, Gausman at 10-8 is a good play. Love Wheeler. Wheeler's my top play at $9,800. Scherzer in tournaments at 94. You got Jomo at 81. And then Singer at 64 and Grayson Rodriguez at 63. Those are the pitchers I'm targeting for now unless things change. All right, stacking things up on this slate. Philadelphia versus Mitch Keller is an option. Didn't go heavy on talking about them, but Mitch Keller's been so bad. There are some weather concerns there, so keep an eye on that. But Philadelphia could be a stack. I do like the White Sox versus Curry, even though the White Sox are bad. That'd be one. I love Cleveland versus Tuki Toussaint. Cleveland, one of my top stacks on this slate. Milwaukee versus Chirinos, very good stack. Love Atlanta versus Hauser. So Cleveland, Atlanta, two of my top stacks on this slate. If you want to go Minnesota versus Singer or even Casey versus Gray, I get it. Minnesota, not one of my top stacks, but right outside. I'll say that much. I like Minnesota. I like Singer as it's one of those, like, he's so cheap, he can give up runs and strike guys out. I'm cool. Same time, Minnesota could pop off. I'm a fan of that as well. Some other ones for you here. You obviously have Coors Field, Colorado, and Oakland. Those are both fine. San Diego versus Dane Dunning, very, very intriguing. Seattle versus Tommy Henry, I like that quite a bit. That's one I can get behind. Dodgers versus Williamson will be very, very popular. So Cleveland and Atlanta, my top two stacks, sprinkling in all the other fun around that. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. Hope you all have a great Friday. If you're a GTE member, unfortunately, I will not have a cheat sheet for you on Friday. I have other plans. I will not be able to get to that. I'll be back with the cheat sheet on Monday, and I'll be back with the show on Monday to get you ready for another week of DFS action. Hope you all have a fun, safe, and enjoyable weekend. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 28th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.